I've had such a good life. There is no possibility of any regrets in my mind or in my heart. So I'm happy.
And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
A nightly presence in millions of living rooms. A TV icon. A private man with a very public presence. Alex Trebek is gone.
I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working.
He made it clear he was determined to fight it.
A fight against stage 4 pancreatic cancer. A fight he faced head on. Tonight, what you never knew about Alex Trebek. Yes, that's a 22-year-old Alex hosting Music Hop in 1963.
Welcome back to the show with Hitbound Sound.
A Canada to California transplant who hosted 11 quiz shows before he hit Jeopardy.
When I asked you to host Jeopardy, I heard there was one question that you asked them. What was that question?
Are you going to pay me?
A sense of humor. A Mr. Fix-It. A husband for more than 30 years.
Do you know you're married to an icon?
He's just my husband. I don't have him on this pedestal.
I liked it better when she would bow when I came into the house. Those days are gone.
A celebration of the man with all the questions and some of the answers.
Upon your retirement, who would you like to see replace you?
Betty White.
Alex Trebek, remembered. And now, ABC News contributor, Chris Connolly.
It was back in March of 2019 that Alex Trebek first revealed his cancer diagnosis.
I wanted to be the one to pass along this information.
Yeah, when Alex was brave enough to make the announcement, we taped it here first, and it kind of took the air out of the room.
Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
When Alex made that announcement, you can only imagine how devastated we all were.
I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
He sat down with Robin Roberts, who shared her own cancer story with the world, to talk about his decision to go public.
I hope you understand how many people you are helping watching you go through this journey, people who are walking a similar path.
It's great to be considered an inspiration to other people. People all over America have been sharing their good thoughts, their advice, their prayers, and I feel it is making a difference in my well-being.
Trebek would record a public service announcement to help raise awareness of the symptoms of pancreatic cancer.
I wish I had known sooner that the persistent stomach pain I experienced prior to my diagnosis was a symptom of pancreatic cancer.
And he helped so many others by being straightforward about the side effects of his treatments.
I'm used to dealing with pain, but what I'm not used to dealing with is the surges that come on suddenly of deep, deep sadness. And it brings tears to my eyes. I've discovered in this whole episode, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm a bit of a wuss. But I'm fighting through it.
After 35 years on Jeopardy, Trebek was determined to continue hosting the show when it returned in the fall of 2019 for season 36.
How do you go into this season any differently than previous seasons? How does season 36 for you now feel?
It's the season that comes before number 37.
And that's it?
That's it. As long as I can walk out, and walking out is more of an effort now than it used to be, but as long as I can walk out and greet the audience and the contestants and run the game, I'm happy.
Here is the host.
Remarkably, he was right.
Alex Trebek.
Still in the midst of treatments, Alex Trebek came back for season 37 in the fall of 2020.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
He loves doing Jeopardy. He has his own family over there. They're such a close-knit, beautiful group of people. So I think that gives him a lot of support, a sense of purpose, and that he's just not in bed and can be productive.
It's another day at the office, but what a wonderful office to go to and do your work.
Trebek invited our Michael Strahan into that office.
Well, what's going on?
And into his home, where he and wife Jean lived for much of their three-decade-plus marriage.
He certainly has a great intellect, but his heart is really beautiful, and I think that comes across through Jeopardy. As a human being, as I've seen Alex grow over time, his self-awareness, his compassion has beamed, blossomed in such a beautiful way.
What's the toughest part for both of you, I'd want to say?
I'd say for me, it's when I see him in pain and I can't help him. And when he doesn't eat right. When he has too much diet soda.
Back off, Michael.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm 79. If you get to be 79 and be in as good a shape as... Oh, wait a minute, I'm not in a great shape. Darn. Blew that one, Trebek.
When COVID-19 shut down production of Jeopardy, Trebek decided to use the time for something he never thought he'd do. Write a memoir. The answer is Reflections on My Life.
I tried to keep it kind of light, because I was thinking, every time I go for chemotherapy, I see all these people sitting in those chairs and being infused, and they don't have anything to do. So maybe a little light reading will be kind of fun. Yeah. Oh, there's a picture. Oh, yeah, okay.
Whatever his fate or prognosis was, regardless of the setbacks or miseries of his treatment, Trebek never wavered in describing himself in a surprising way.
I think I've learned that I'm an extremely lucky individual, because in spite of the fact that this diagnosis is not a good one, I have managed to receive so much love from so many people, and quite often you don't get that during your lifetime. After you're passed, after you're dead, people say, oh, he was such a good guy, we really liked him. But I'm getting that all before that event. So it makes me feel really, really good.
When we return, long before the iconic mustache and sharp suits, his remarkable road to Jeopardy. That cool cat in the cardigan, shimmying to Yakety Sax, is a 22-year-old Alex Trebek in 1963, decades before Jeopardy.
Hey, if we've got a terrific 30 minutes lined up for you today.
Kicking off his TV hosting career in Toronto with the Canadian Broadcasting Company.
Well, let's have a real big welcome for Duncan White.
CBC was wanting to reach out to this burgeoning youth culture in the era of Beatlemania. He was just 22, barely older than the high school students dancing on the show.
For Trebek, just making it this far in TV was already a remarkable achievement. A climb out of hard times for a child born into a bilingual family during the summer of 1940 in the nickel mining town of Sudbury, Ontario, where his father, George, worked as a chef at a nearby hotel.
He spoke mostly English at home, but he would play hockey in French in the street. So he speaks excellent French.
George Alexander Trebek, known as Alex, would head off to a Catholic boarding school in Ottawa, but was almost expelled.
They almost threw me out after the first year because I was an unruly kid.
My parents had just separated, and I was rebellious. I was angry. I was a little lost. That summer, my father and I came back here to Ottawa, and on bended knee, we begged to be allowed to come back. And one of the priests said, I'll take a chance on Trebek. And that turned my life around.
The University of Ottawa, for all sorts of reasons, it was a defining moment in his life.
At the University of Ottawa, Alex would consider careers in medicine and politics before getting a summer job at the CBC to help pay his tuition.
And then in February, they came to me and said, we have an opening on our permanent staff. We have two openings, as a matter of fact. Would you like one of them?
But as soon as I graduated, then they sent me to do television.
A CBC staff right here in Toronto, Alex Trebek, just returned from British Empire and Commonwealth Games.
We finished third, as we always do, behind Australia and England.
For more than a decade, Trebek would be a staff announcer at the CBC, where his many assignments ran the gamut of 1960s live television.
Good evening, and welcome to our show. Why are you staring? You were perhaps expecting the late movie or maybe even Gunsmoke.
It was early days in television history. TV was only 9 years old in Canada when he started, so it was the era of generalization at CBC, and he had the opportunity to learn and grow and play different roles.
I enjoyed doing everything. As a staff announcer, you did a little bit of everything. You read the news, you did sports, you did weather, you did the stockyard report. Canners and cutters at $22.50 a pound. And
he would host the occasional sports broadcast. He hosted curling, which is a Canadian institution. He hosted horse racing.
Merci beaucoup. Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Et bienvenue à ce match Reach for the Top.
Because I was bilingual, I got to host some shows that would wind up on both networks, the English network and the French network. Ballets and symphonies and things like that.
He was able to do so many different kinds of hosting. He always seemed poised and in control of every assignment he had.
But Music Hop was a breakthrough.
Thank you, fellas. Hi there, and welcome back to the show with Hitbound Sound, Music Hop.
It's a really interesting moment to see him come on stage in a context we're not really used to seeing him in.
Hey, I understand you just got back from a real swinging trip down the West Indies. You want to tell us about it?
The show did really well. So his first big TV hosting gig was a hit show.
And its success would bring Trebek his first game show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome again to Reach for the Top.
Reach for the Top was definitely the show that launched Alex Trebek's career to another level in Canada.
What is meant by Adam's Ale? Lynn Hewer, Leaside.
Water.
Water is right for 10 points.
High school academic quiz show where two teams from two different high schools face off against each other. And that became a hit show.
The winner of the game is Monarch Park, 370 points.
All kinds of smart overachievers appeared on the show, including a woman named Kim Campbell, who went on to become Canada's first female prime minister.
Series of who am I and what am I questions for you right now.
Questions dealing with science, arts, history, politics, sports.
That is absolutely right for 10 points.
So really, kind of a range of questions that bears a striking resemblance to Jeopardy.
I've been very lucky. Luck is a very important element in the success of many, many people, although they don't realize it.
We'll be joined by a man who's known nationally as a radio and television personality and is also one of Canada's most attractive and eligible bachelors, Alex Trebek.
By 1970, his career in Canada would be established. But the biggest TV market in the world was a little further south. When we come back, a phone call from a CBC pal with a shot at a job that would change his life.
And now here's the wily wizard himself, Alex Trebek.
What brought Alex Trebek to America? That phone call.
Alex got a call from Alan Thicke, another Canadian from Northern Ontario, well known for Growing Pains, of course. He was developing a game show for NBC called Wizard of Odds.
The Wizard of Odds!
And when it came time for him to think of a host, he immediately thought of Alex Trebek.
I had accumulated 16 weeks of leave at the CBC, and I took a leave of absence, a holiday with pay, and went and auditioned for a show.
Alex auditioned for the job and got it, and in 1973 he moved to California to host Wizard of Oz.
And now here's the wily wizard himself, Alex Trebek.
I first met Alex in 1973. You just knew right away he was smart, he was smooth, in control. He has an amazing capacity to take it all in. I started with Wizard of Odds. I did that for a year. They canceled it. Writing.
High Rollers!
They replaced it on a Monday with a show called High Rollers.
Now, here's the man with the action, Alex Trebek.
Thank you very much.
And it was canceled and replaced by a show called Battle Stars.
And here's the man in command, Alex Trebek.
Some game shows in the 1970s came and went rapidly.
Alex Trebek! Alex Trebek! Alex Trebek! Alex Trebek!
I've been lucky in the nearly 50 years since I arrived in the United States. I came here in 73. I've been gainfully employed for all of that time except maybe 6 months. That's a pretty good record.
Are you the original host of these shows?
The original host on the network was Art Fleming from 1964 to 1974. We brought it back in 84.
Jeopardy was a midday game show hit for a decade. The mid-80s saw creator Merv Griffin deciding to bring it back in an early evening time slot.
When they asked you to host Jeopardy, I heard there was one question that you asked them. What was that question?
Are you going to pay me? And they said, yeah. And I said, how much? I didn't worry about that. It was fun to have a job.
This is Jeopardy!
Or more than one.
I believe I'm the only person who hosted three game shows at the same time. Jeopardy, Concentration, and To Tell the Truth.
Amicably divorced from his first wife, Trebek had a career in full swing by the late 80s, when he met 24-year-old Gene Kirovin at a party. Within months, they were engaged.
How do you propose your wife?
I had visited Thailand, and I purchased a sapphire and diamond ring, and I invited my future wife over to my house for dinner. I said, this is a souvenir from Bangkok, Thailand. And she looked at it, and there was the ring. I didn't say a word. She ran from the room in tears. We are a crying family. I cry at the opening of a door.
Alex and Jean married in 1990 and have two children, Matthew and Emily. And just like their marriage, this game show had staying power.
Jeopardy begins its 36th season on the air, and I'm happy to report I'm still here.
Jeopardy has remained on the air for decades, in the process making Trebek more than a mere TV host.
Do you know you're married to an icon?
He's just my husband.
I liked it better when she would bow when I came into the house. Those days are gone.
As a pop culture figure, Trebek enjoyed stepping out from behind the podium.
There were women here in Jeopardy.
Just look.
You're feeling very sleepy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Peter. We were looking for King Louis XI.
This automotive tool is used to tighten bolts.
And let's just go from soup to nuts. He has been in one of the greatest shows of all time, The Simpsons, and he has made an appearance in one of the worst shows of all time, Baywatch.
Did you see who he just rescued?
Hey, Alex. Meet Alex.
Alex Trebek from Jeopardy.
I don't believe this.
And, of course, there are the unforgettable Saturday Night Live parodies of Celebrity Jeopardy, in which Will Ferrell channels a deadpan Trebek as he's mercilessly taunted by Daryl Hammond as Sean Connery.
We meet again, you logger-headed, tickle-brained pumpkin. Enough!
Okay. People often ask me, how did you feel about Sean Connery? And have you ever met him in person? I said, no, I haven't. But if I ever meet him, I'm going to give him one of these.
It's time for Final Jeopardy.
And so this was the Final Jeopardy. Never be afraid of poking fun at yourself. Self-deprecating humor is worth its weight in gold.
You know you're famous when you shave off your mustache and it becomes national news.
You cause quite a vibration in the nation when you drop some of your facial hair.
My wife makes the ultimate decision.
The boss weighed in.
And then there were the surprising things viewers learned about Alex Trebek, such as his penchant for doing his own home improvement project.
I have here every possible kind of screw. A roll of duct tape will solve any problem. Clint Eastwood said that, but in what movie?
It has taken me years to redo her corner of the house. And finally, I got around this past year, and she has her office redone, her bathroom, her closet. Yesterday, I was up on the roof, my blower, blowing all the pine needles off there. I got three bags full outside.
Next time, call me. I'll get up on the roof and blow the pine needles.
No.
Why?
You wouldn't be good because you're heavier than I am.
I know, but I got good balance.
I've had those tiles up there for 25 years. I know where to walk,
Alex,
so that I don't break them.
I'm like a ninja, right on my feet. Oh, man.
Ninja Strahan.
Ninja Strahan, light on the feet. Can walk on rice paper and not leave a footprint.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And he wasn't kidding. ABC cameraman Sam Painter climbed up on that roof with Trebek.
He was very nice about it, and he went up the ladder first, helped me up the ladder, grabbed the camera at the top of the gutter and pulled the camera up so I could get up safely, and then he gave me the camera and we started shooting.
All right, Michael, your turn.
A trait Trebek didn't publicize, his generosity. A major donor to many charities, he often traveled to Africa for the children's relief organization World Vision. And he deeded more than 60 acres to a land conservancy in Los Angeles.
The land behind me right here at my home is part of the Trebek open space, which is what he donated. So that's a pretty precious thing, right, to have in the middle of the city, to be right smack in the middle of Hollywood and Los Angeles, to have that much open space is pretty rare.
He also supported charities in his native Canada, from the Canadian Geographical Society to the University of Ottawa, where his $10 million gift,
enough about me,
created the Alex Trebek Forum for Dialogue.
Alex was very supportive, but not only in terms of money. It was his human engagement. It was not only philanthropy, it was sheer generosity from this man.
In July 2020, his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life, was released. And now we know why.
Money. Money's going to be a factor here. I could do a lot of good with that advance they're going to give me. And there are charities which I have already helped and have a continuing interest in helping. And I said, they will benefit immensely because all of the money is going to charity. I'm not keeping any of it.
What do you want your legacy to be?
Nice man, helped people through his charity work, was kind to everybody he encountered. You know, enjoy life, make somebody laugh. I believe laughter is one of the greatest cures that we can possibly have. It's right up there with prayer, believe me.
Up next, Alex Trebek took us behind the scenes at Jeopardy.
He is the host of Jeopardy!
The show he loved so much.
Good luck, players.
After 60 years in the television business, Alex Trebek still loved going to work. One of the first to the studio on tape days would be Trebek, driving himself, by the way.
Alex comes in at 6 o'clock on a tape day.
He goes through his morning routine, and it's like he's slowly regenerating. The sun comes up, and that bud, that flower, is opening, and it's coming to life.
The staff of Jeopardy knew that the show was keeping Alex Trebek going during his cancer fight. His routine didn't change a bit.
He's a naturally curious person. He's a reader and he's a thinker. He makes sure that he reads the paper from cover to cover because he always wants to know what's going on in the world. He doesn't want to be unprepared if something comes up in a clue or in a contestant interview.
Trebek was continually surprised by the public's response after his cancer diagnosis.
So I've gotten hundreds of thousands of cards, letters, tweets, emails, texts telling me that you've been a great inspiration to all of us. That's been a very humbling experience for me.
The outpouring of love and affection and encouragement and advice has been just overwhelming. You know, other than then ratings, viewers don't have a lot of opportunity to give back. And I think this is your fans and our viewers' way of giving back to you for all that you've done for them over the years.
It's given America the chance to say to Alex, we love you. And America has stepped up. And he's being so gracious and calling people and writing letters. He's playing the hand he's been dealt, and he is really playing it so beautifully.
First thing to do is take Alex's 5 scripts so he can start looking over them.
Anything good in these games?
We got some fun stuff.
And Alex starts reading them at 7:30. And he takes about an hour and a half to read through the games. He is so old school in how he prepares for the show. Anything he doesn't know, he looks up himself.
Alex goes to his briefing in the morning with the writers and the producers, goes over his material.
Well, what's going on?
We go through the 5 games.
Alex weighs in on things that he thinks are badly phrased.
He also has a good sense of what the contestants might know or what might be too hard, and he'll challenge us on that.
We're talking about the last days of the Tournament of Champions.
We have a chat, sort of catch up with him, see what's happening with him.
I had something Rocky just gave me. It made me feel kind of good.
An email from a woman who said,
I just wanted to thank Alex for speaking about his symptoms. It made my brother-in-law...
Thank you, Alex. My brother-in-law decided, because he was experiencing some of the same symptoms, to go and see his doctor.
Today he found out that he has stage 1 pancreatic cancer. Looks like it's very treatable, so I wanted to say thank you because I really feel like you saved his life. God bless you, Alex. That's kind of nice.
That's amazing. He got this letter that he read to us, and he saved that man's life. He really did.
I am making a difference with my suffering.
And that's the production meeting, and that takes place from roughly 9 to 10.
And then we go on to the taping.
He'll go get makeup and go over the games once again. And we roll tape at exactly 11 o'clock.
Everywhere I go, they follow me.
I'm tired when I get to work at 6 o'clock in the morning, but when we start shooting at 11...
4, 3, 2, 1.
This is...
All of a sudden, okay, when Johnny Gilbert says, and now here's the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Here is the host of Jeopardy!
It's showtime.
Alex Trebek!
Thank you, Johnny.
It's as if someone flips a switch.
We have him out on stage by 11, shooting the first show, and then he's got 5 shows that we do in a day.
That would be a brioche.
There's been times where you can really see him struggling as some of the painful stuff he's been through, but you never see it on the air.
And you never know that there's a thing in the world wrong with him or that he has a care in the world.
He's almost an Iron Man.
Recognizing the country for 200.
He really is. I've watched him day in and day out when he was backstage waiting to do the show when I didn't think he was going to make it. But when those lights come on and when I say his name, Alex Trebek walks out on stage because he's that type of a person.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
To read the stories of you being in your dressing room, writhing in pain or in tears, and then you step out there and nobody in the world would know the difference or what was happening to you just a couple of minutes ago.
I am like Count Dracula. I change. I am able to fly in and do certain things. I don't know, TJ. It's something that I can't explain intellectually. I suddenly wake up and I'm able to perform and handle the show because I like it. It's a good job. Gosh. Everybody out there should be so lucky to have this kind of job. Something you enjoy doing, something you're proud of doing, something that pleases people, and something that pays you a pretty good salary as well.
This is Jeopardy!
I started with Alex 36 years ago.
Alex Trebek!
As a matter of fact, Alex and I are the only two original people. But it doesn't seem like it's been that long.
This is Jeopardy! Show 8140. Thank you,
Johnny. Alex is a professional. So consistent, so solid.
Take a look.
We have to keep up with him.
He is so laser focused on what he's doing.
Let's look at the $1,000 clue just for the fun of it.
Alex makes it look effortless. He makes it look seamless. It's much harder than you think, and I think that's part of his genius.
You're going to go first in Double Jeopardy.
After the Jeopardy round, see him looking at the script, prepping for the second round of the show. This is after 8,000 plus episodes. He doesn't have to do that. That's just who he is.
Right now, though,
you get to go to these commercials.
Cameras, watch when Alex goes to the audience. We're going to cover Q&A.
Alex loves to talk to the audience.
Good morning. Yep, this morning. Good to have you here.
I take questions from them.
If you have any questions you would like to ask, don't be shy. Raise your hand.
So he has a real good time.
Yes.
What did you study in school?
Philosophy. I know why I'm here.
I want them to feel that this was a special visit, and you get to ask me any question you want.
Good questions. Keep them coming.
Yes, ma'am.
Who selects your ties?
Who selects my ties? I have a wardrobe man who picks them, but I have never in my entire life thrown away a necktie. Ma'am.
Upon your retirement, who would you like to see replace you?
Betty White.
When we come back, Alex Trebek on cancer, his family, and what survival taught him.
I have always been very, very interested and serious about learning. And I tell folks that even if you're learning something that will not help you in your career, that will not help you in your daily life, just the fact that you have acquired this bit of knowledge should enrich you as a human being and make you more understanding in the difficult lives that we lead these days.
When we spoke to Trebek in late 2019, he could not have foreseen how powerfully his words would resonate in this age of uncertainty.
Throughout my life, I've always wondered about how courageous a human being I was. But in terms of this, I don't look at it in that way. I just look at it as it's part of life. It's not a particularly pleasant part of life, but I don't have much choice. I have to deal with it. And does that mean I'm courageous because I'm dealing with it? No. I could be scared to death and I'd still have to deal with it. But I'm not scared to death. So maybe I am courageous. Way to go, Alex.
Throughout his cancer treatment, Alex Trebek never missed a show. Then the COVID-19 pandemic halted production.
I've been doing a lot more reading than I have in the past. And that's good because I don't sleep well. I'm usually up 3 or 4 hours during the night. And I go down to my desk and I grab a book and read.
That's every night, 3 or 4 hours you're up every
yeah.
night? That's just uncomfortable or pain.
It is. It weakens me for the daylight hours, unfortunately. The chemotherapy takes something out of me. The immunotherapy program that I've started takes something out of me also. So you combine those two with not sleeping at night, and I'm a basket case in the morning. There was one day a few weeks ago when Jeannie asked me in the morning, how do you feel? And I said, I feel like I want to die. It was that bad.
What does your wife say to you when you say something like that to her?
I apologized to her, and explain that it has nothing to do with my love for her or my feelings for her. It just has to do with the fact that I feel like I'm a terrible burden to her, and that bothers me tremendously.
Do you use that word, burden, with your wife?
Yeah, I've used it.
And she says what to you when you
say
it?
She says you're not a burden. She's a saint. But she has so much goodness in her that she is always giving out, always putting out to help me get over difficult moments. And there have been some difficult moments. I'm just in awe of the way she handles it.
She knows you.
Yeah. We've been together a long time, 30 years.
You just had that anniversary, right?
Yep.
30 year anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And they said it would never last. Well, wait a minute. That was me.
He hoped for more anniversaries, but knew the odds.
It sounds like a cliche. Make the most of today.
It wasn't the 7 Emmys he won that mattered.
Stop worrying about the future. Just treat every day as a blessing. And try to be aware of when you leave this earth, that you've made a difference in the lives of other people, a positive difference. That is one thing that has changed about me because of the cancer. I'm more keenly aware of accomplishing that in my lifetime.
And if the thousands of tributes pouring in are any indication, accomplish that he did. The tributes, in the words of the man himself, saying, "Way to go, Alex."
I've had such a good life. There is no possibility of any regrets in my mind or in my heart. So I'm happy.
He tells us what he wanted for his last days. Next.
Tonight at 11, Calvert County students headed back to the classroom. Seven on Your Side talks to the principals who helped put together the plan.
And the mild weather of the weekend carries us into the first half of the week. What to expect temperature-wise, and a look at our next weathermaker tonight at 11.
My life has been a quest for knowledge and understanding, and I'm nowhere near having achieved that. And it doesn't bother me in the least. I will die without having come up with the answer to many things in life.
If he didn't have the answers, Alex Trebek certainly had fun with the question.
My God, it's contagious.
I'll take Let's Rap Kids for $200.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. I was just getting into this rap thing. I'm not too good at it, but I was getting into it. This term for a long-handled gardening tool can also mean an immoral pleasure seeker. Ken.
What's a hoe?
No. Whoa. They teach you that in school in Utah, huh?
Now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Alex hosted over 8,000 episodes.
America just loves the guy, and I'm no exception.
Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is "We love you"? Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5.
Okay. You're really an inspiration, showing up, persevering, staying strong throughout all you're going through.
Alex, just want to say you mean a lot to me.
To so many people. So picture this, if you like, the way he envisioned his last days in his own backyard.
Yep, I'll be perfectly content if that's how my story ends. Sitting on the swing with the woman I love, my soulmate, and our two wonderful children nearby. We'll take things one step at a time, one day at a time.
The weather is beautiful. The sun is shining into a mild, mild-looking sky, and there's not a cloud in sight. Goodbye, everyone. Have a great life, and thank you.